Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is sugar, something some of us love, others avoid, and some crave, yet as glucose, something our bodies need as fuel to function. It's this glucose in our bloodstreams that we check to make sure it's not too high, which could mean we have diabetes. A key here is that we may need to be careful about to not eat too many sweets, as simple sugars, like the white sugar we put in coffee, enters the bloodstream very quickly, which could mean our bodies may have a hard time then regulating our blood sugar levels. Getting our body's fuel from the larger, complex carbohydrate molecule of whole grains makes good sense, as those molecules can be broken down then to be used as fuel in an easier form for our bodies to handle. White sugar as well has been heavily refined, so that all the vitamins and minerals have been taken out, meaning now if we eat this kind of sugar, our bodies must give up our stores of these nutrients to digest or properly utilize this refined sugar. This explains why blackstrap molasses is a health food, since it's what's left over when the white sugar is refined out of it. Nowadays, high fructose corn syrup is the sugar of choice for packaged foods and drinks in the world supermarkets, as food manufacturers know that a bit of sweetener put into almost everything will help sell it, no matter if it's contributing to our growing waistlines. By limiting your purchase of high fructose corn syrup, you would tend to avoid the least healthy, overly refined foods. You would also help out the ecology of the planet, as the overgrowing of corn in the Midwest is not a well-planned endeavor. In homeopathy, white sugar, or sacrum album, can be used for very restless children who crave sweets and attention, and are jealous of the parents giving affection to siblings. In adults needing this remedy, there may be an exaggerated need to possess new things, with an everlasting frustration. This can be seen also as the inability to have a lasting relationship, seeking always for a new love affair and not finding what he is really seeking. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.